Give me one. Let me look at this real quick because I hadn't seen him. Well, it's a great win. It was things were looking bad, and obviously had to continue the same problems we've been having throwing the ball. Had a lot of drops, had some penalties, but I'll tell you, it was a real tribute to the character of our team. Our theme this week was leaving no options, and I went in at halftime. I was really upset with them, and it was the first time since I've been here that I felt like that those guys believed they were going to win late, and I mean that. And they kept staying together, and it didn't matter what happened. They kept fighting and kept swinging, and eventually you play out of it when you do that. And I was real proud of the effort. And I'm certainly proud of Zach. You know, he had a tough week. When you're a quarterback and you get moved down, especially when you're a fifth-year senior, and it's a tribute to his character that he worked hard and he came when he got the opportunity. He played a good game, and that's how we need that kind of quarterback play to win. I was proud of our team's character because they didn't let the issue with the quarterback divide the team, and that's important. They don't care who's in there. They kept playing. So hopefully this is a big step for our program, and I know the kids are excited about it, and I'm proud of them. I'll let y'all fire away. Well, we're struggling throwing it and catching it tonight. Well, I think we must have had about 8 drops at least. 11? Yeah. Thanks, Boat. I'll let the receivers know you were keeping tabs up there. And some of the balls weren't great. You know, they could have been thrown a little better. But when you're a wide out and the ball's on you, you got to catch the ball. And we our tight ends dropped a few early. But you just keep throwing. And I didn't want to go into a shell because I just felt like if we kept slinging it out there, our guys were open. I mean, if we were covered, I probably would have wanted to do something different. But the guys are open, and we're throwing it, and guys are open, and we're just not completing it. So I'm not sure what else to do. And it wasn't like we were running lights out. They were causing some problems in the run game. So that's what we did. 8.5 minutes left. You just play your way out of it. You know, if you keep believing, and you can't get affected by what happened before. And I've been preaching it for 8 months, and it was the first time I felt like we believed in it, that you don't get affected when your things are going bad or when you make a bad play. And that hadn't been the case around here. And it certainly hadn't been the case for our team this year. When things were going bad, we struggled mentally. And we never played as well. We never could play our way out of it. And we just had the right kind of energy that second half, and it all came together. Hey, Jimmy. Keeping tabs of that, too. Yeah. I was counting. What's your question? Well, and the one we got was – You can't get any luckier. I mean, you know, we're yelling at the quarterback after we got the touchdown for making the throw. But, you know, sometimes you need a little something. And I kept saying we just need a spark. Because when you get – it's amazing what happens when you just get one little spark, then everybody follows. And that's what happened. We got a – it was a lucky play. And Brian came down with it. And all of a sudden we could throw the ball again, you know. Well, I felt like when we scored there, we had a chance. And, you know, I was still worried about stopping them because they got some fast receivers now. And, I, you know, give credit to Hal and his staff. They'd had a great game plan. We couldn't get to the quarterback. He was getting rid of it so fast. He'd max protect it. And those guys, we would cover them, and they just kept running. And he would lay it out there. And we just – I mean, those guys are fast now. And – I mean, Auburn couldn't cover him. And so I knew it was going to be a hard deal. You talk to the Auburn staff, and when they tell you they got fast wideouts, that made us nervous because Auburn's pretty fast, you know. So they had a great game plan, and the quarterback did a great job. And, you know, fortunately we came up with a big stop at the end. Well, it was, you know, I kind of have a chart when it's too late. You know, we had two timeouts. So it was 3rd and 10, and we're on our own 10. And I felt like we need to punt it back, stop them, use our timeouts, and we'll get it back, and we'll have a little better situation, and it worked out. But it really was, you know, one more minute. I think it was more than 3 minutes. I would have gone for it at 3. You sure about that? Yeah, thank you, Malcolm. 3 minutes I would have gone for it. Not enough time. But it was 4.5 minutes, and we had two timeouts, and you just got to keep playing. You know, you punt it, go play defense again. That's old-fashioned ball, right? It's not whack ball. It's old-fashioned ball. Play defense. It was a huge play, just for give us a little energy going into the locker room. I was disappointed. You know, we had a touchdown wide open after that. We missed the throw, but we got points out of it. But it gave us a little spark, and it just kept us hanging around. I mean, there were a couple of times when they could have pulled away, and the defense always came up with a stop. But you hang around, you hang around, you hang around, you keep believing, you keep believing, and you just hope you can pop out of it. I grew up watching those kind of games now. So I'm kind of more comfortable in that kind of deal than 58 to 52, you know. Thanks, Malcolm. All right, we'll see you guys. Thanks for coming.